This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. In a moment, I'm going to have the missioners come forward because they will be giving the sermon this morning. I'd just like to share, though, something that happened this morning. When I opened my computer, I noticed that there was a notice from a friend of mine who went on the mission trip with us a couple years ago, Mary Baylor. She lives in Washington, D.C., actually Northern Virginia. And she had posted that she and her husband were taking a much-needed vacation after she had been sick, and they were giving thanks for that. And so I printed out this little Facebook conversation. I wish I'd had the time to project it, but I wrote back and said, "Yay, enjoy, my friends, miss you and love you, and so glad you are well." And then she wrote back, "Thank you, Wendy, and all your prayers that got me here. When we flew over the DR, because they were going down to another island, I waved at you and your mission ears." Did you hear that? So I wrote back and said, "Mission ears, perfect autocorrect. May we have mission ears, mission eyes, mission hearts, mission minds." Because that's the true meaning of missioners, which is what she had written that was auto-corrected to mission ears. And then I just have to tell you, she wrote, "This time it was perfect, but I'm not usually a fan of some machine putting words in my mouth. I remember writing a bunch of emails to all my peeps during Holy Week one year at Washington National Cathedral. Instead of blessed, I wished each and every one of them a blasted Holy Week." I just had to throw that in. That's a complete aside, but I just thought it was funny. So now, we are going to be assembling up here for you, and we're going to do so by singing a song that Donna taught us with fervor all week. So missioners, please take your places. And Donna is now going to open with a collect that she wrote. And the other collects that everyone wrote will be projected on this screen. And if you can't read them clearly, they will be on our website as well. We're just going to share a few of them. And then the other missioners are going to share just a sentence or two, just a paragraph of how this week touched them. So Donna.
Loving, all-knowing God, God of chipped paint, tin roofs, and little feet lifted high to fit on shoes and socks, you delight in and love all people. Thank you for the privilege of serving your children in the DR. Thank you for the love exchanged. Thank you for the joy of working as a team with such open, giving, selfless, kind-hearted people who love you too. Thank you for the opportunity to go in peace to love and serve the Lord. We continue on in our journey to be your light, thankful for your grace that sustains us and encourages us. In your holy name, amen.
And Donna, if you'd like to share yours now that you had requested sharing, you can do it now if you'd like. Not to put you on the spot.
There was a 95-year-old woman that we encountered on our way through the village of Gaudier, and she had a little chicken coop that was pretty much cement, and I don't know what it was. But she was so proud of four chickens that she had, and we couldn't really communicate that well. Marcos helped me understand a little bit afterward, but what I did understand when I saw her was her love for God. It went from her eyes to my eyes, and it was such a strong connection. And she has no indoor plumbing. She has no electricity. She raised 4 children as a single parent, and they're all doing very well. And it was such a God moment for me. Little kid coming down the street with a juice box with a string as a toy. Just so many experiences.
Thank you, Donna. Deborah Tickemeyer.
Hi. I was touched by many things this mission trip, but the thing that probably stood out the most was just the gratitude of the people. And it wasn't a gratitude for us. They were grateful for us, but it was a gratitude to God. And it was more of a gratitude to God for, I ate today and I have, you know, a roof over my head. And for me, that really touched me because I feel very independent as a person. And so for me, I just think I provide all that stuff. And it just blew my perspective out of the water. And now I see that the gifts are truly coming from God. And that was huge.
Thank you. Shannon.
Good morning. I'm going to try to do this really quickly, but it's a little hard.
It's okay.
A lot of moments stuck out to me, but the big moment for me was on Saturday. The managers of the hotel, Cristino and Roberto, have a little program they do on Saturday mornings for all the homeless beach children there. And they have a Brazilian, I don't know if he's a sensei, but he does. He's a sensei. And he does something called capoeira. And basically, it was started by the slaves, and it's a dance of war. You have to look it up to really understand it, or then I'll be like 30 minutes long. But basically, we met with all these beach children, and we did all these moves and these cartwheels, and we just joined together in doing this, and we sang at the end and got in a big circle. And the whole time, this kid kept trying to talk to me, and I had no idea what he was saying, and he had no idea what I was saying, and we were just laughing and bonding. And at the end, before we were getting ready to leave, he stopped everyone and grabbed our hands, and he wanted to pray. And I thought, this kid has no shoes. He lives on the beach. He doesn't know where his next meal is going to come from, but he's making it a point to say, we're going to pray and give thanks for this fellowship and being together. And then we read this morning, we claim you as the meaning and purpose in our lives, yet we fail to cling to you. And that kid was a perfect example of he clings to God, and that's how I want to live my life. So I was very thankful for him.
Thank you. Karen.
Well, you took my words away. I was always last in line at the circle time. My story is very similar. The last day was extremely moving and touching for me. After painting homes that none of us have ever seen anything like in our entire lives, no running water, no electricity, dirt floors, we went to the beach where I had never known that there are actually children that don't have a home and they live on the beach. And at the end of the dancing and circle time there with the children, we had a lot of snacks that we had brought for ourselves that were left over, which we handed out to these children that were so grateful for anything that we would give them. And one of the older children, he was a teenage boy, came up and hugged me, and he just didn't let go. And it was just very emotional and touching. And just one little gesture can mean something so great to all the children there. I was truly blessed by the trip.
And Karen Casey.
Karen, number 2. Good morning. My moment came in the village square. On Friday was the day of the parade that we went to the, all the children were putting on a parade for us, and I was in the village square, and I was watching this young woman, who I guess I thought was, I don't know, 18. Turns out she's 25. And she was a village kid. And she was clearly developmentally delayed. She was walking with a limp, and her focus wasn't, you know, she wasn't totally focused. And I had the sense that people ignored her, like they were used to her, like she was just the nuisance in town. And Wendy reached over and took her hand. I mean, I swear to God, that was the moment for me. And she grabbed Wendy's hand, and they walked in the parade together. And that simple gesture, oh my God, it just reminded me of the prayer that you left us with, which was, we will love like Jesus loved.
Thank you. Mackenzie.
My moment is with the same girl that she's talking about. And as we're walking through the parade, she loved Wendy. She just only wanted Wendy. And
Mackenzie.
And she saw me and grabbed me also. And she was scared of everybody. She would duck behind things when she saw certain people. And we tried to take a picture of her with us. And she got really scared and started yelling. And she's obviously been abused throughout her life. And so she grabbed me and wanted to walk with me, too, throughout the whole parade. And even though she could barely speak, we just had a connection where, like, we were just depending on each other throughout the whole parade, and we wouldn't let go. And it was, she just really touched me.
And now Gay is going to read her collect.
Okay. Precious Lord, as you sent your disciples into the world so many years ago to share your love, I pray your nowadays disciples have shown that love on this mission trip to your children of all ages here in the Dominican Republic. Lord, your spirit was with us each day in all we experienced in your name. There was the joy with the many, many children who came to have their pictures taken. Then they placed them on an original frame of their own making, and it was their treasure to bring home. We all smiled and laughed with them and their abundant energy and eagerness. And surely your presence surrounded us with strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And with empathy, a new, deeper insight into the meaning of your peace that passes all understanding. In a home that had no electricity, no plumbing, there we experienced your spirit of peace and acceptance. We were served as an expression of this gentleman's thankfulness, espresso, in a tiny old china teapot that was poured into the little old Dixie cups that we used to have. It was a holy moment, this offering. It was almost like a communion with you as our host. It was made even more humbling by the spontaneous singing of Amazing Grace, which brought all to tears. Abba, Father, lest I forget, help me to remember the true test of faith and joy as I saw it there in those people. Their trust and acceptance that you given your promise will be with us all until the end of the ages. In your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lou Ann.
Well, my moment was the first day of painting of the first house in the village. And when you get up close and personal and get in the house and back into the kitchen, we were all assigned little walls, and my first wall was literally a dense cardboard with a big tear in it. And when you would put one swipe of paint, the whole thing would go in. So somebody needed to be on the other side to hold it up. And I was in disbelief and looking up at a tin roof with all these holes in the roof, thinking of what happens when it rains. So I was in disbelief trying to not push the wall over, can't even believing what I'm painting, and this little man, Simeon, is just walking around with the biggest smile on his face. He's just so happy. And it was touching.
Barbara.
What I come away with is the joy that we experienced with, whether it was painting houses, taking pictures, and as many of you know, my favorite place is the nursing home, and seeing the Christ in everybody that we were serving, as well as seeing the Christ in everybody that was there. And being able to see the results of going back a few times to the DR and seeing the progress that's made, and knowing that everybody we saw was grateful, was humble, and it certainly is very humbling to me, But the joy and the seeing Christ in everybody was the highlight.
Bob.
I personally will never forget this trip, and God's not going to allow me to forget because I still have paint all over me. That's just the way it happened. And yes, in case you heard the story, I'm the one that spilled the black paint. I might as well say that. But in any event, I wish all of you were here with us, and I know you were with us in spirit anyway, just to see the faces of those lives we've touched and really who've touched our lives. And it was amazing. So to all of you who contributed to our bake sale, to our walkathon, to send checks to us, to helped us and helped us through your prayers, we thank you. And one more thing, if you have the opportunity next year to go on this trip, do it. You won't believe it. It's the first time I've ever done it, and if Wendy invites me again, I'll be there. Okay?
It's the Holy Spirit.
She's thinking about it. Thank you.
Grant.
All right, so first of all, thank you, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and also Wendy as well for taking us on this trip and spreading the love throughout the entire week. But the lesson that I learned from last year was that age is just a number, and, I mean, that's kind of the same way I felt. So my moment was specifically during the parade, getting to see Kevin again. He looked taller, he looked bigger. I mean, he was just like growing into from a young boy into like almost a teenager now. So, but he still had the same smile on his face, and you know, it was just really encouraging to see like a kid that is wearing flip flops all day through the streets and like through trash and through like crazy parties all day. You know, it's like. It's just good to see that he still had a smile on his face and he was healthy and, you know, doing all right. So that's my moment.
Bob.
Well, I would have to say, paraphrase KC a little bit, that we left here saying that we would love as Jesus loved, and we did. I would also have to say that we laughed as we have never laughed. this was an incredible group. We talk about the people we meet. We talk about how we go over there to serve them, and quite honestly, we come back 10 times served. It's just an incredible experience.
Sylvia.
First of all, I'm just so grateful to have had the opportunity to serve this week. There were so many moments. The one that comes to mind happened on day two. A small group of us went to the nursing home, and at first it was very overwhelming for me walking in there and seeing so many very frail elderly, and but there was one person that stroke really impacted me. His name is Gennaro, and he's blind and dependent on the staff to really do everything for him. And he started coloring. He just was given a couple of pencils, and he was so happy coloring, and he started saying, "Look, I'm coloring, I'm coloring." And he was just making circles, but got so much into it. He was so connected to the present moment and really fully trusting that that was the moment that I thought to myself to really let go and let God.
Sophia.
The most impactful moment of the trip had to be our second to last day. We had lunch at the school, and we saw these little girls, and I knelt down, and there were like 20 girls were playing with my hair and like hugging me and stuff, and it made me realize that like even though I couldn't speak to them in Spanish, that like having the connection of God and like feeling like we're sisters, that you'll never be alone when you have this connection.
Joanne.
The first day that we walked into the nursing home was the most emotional day for me there. Mackenzie and myself and her mom walked in the room, and there was this man, he was 95, in his 90s, his name was Carlos. And we walked in, and he asked us why we were there, and we said, "We're here to see you." And he replied, "Why? I'm good for nothing." So, and he was hesitant, and by the end of our trip, he was laughing and smiling and asking us to come back, and it was just so great to see him and his reaction to actually seeing us, and how beautiful. It was just beautiful.
Sally, would you read your collect now?
Dear God, grant that I may have a greater knowledge of you and be open to alternate ways of expressing your magnificent existence, whether within the Christian tradition or outside of it. You have opened my mind in the past through the suffering and joy that I have witnessed. Help me to truly be filled with excitement in the knowledge and acceptance of your great mystery. Amen.
Amen. Joan.
One of the outstanding moments for me was going to the village of Agodiere and doing the photography project. And I watched a little girl after we mounted her photo on the cardboard mount and gave it to her, and she looked at it and studied it, and she just kept blinking her eyes and, you know, realizing this was her in a real live picture. And she was thrilled. So things like that, when you go to a village that has basically nothing and they see themselves, they're just thrilled. It was wonderful.
Susan.
One day right after lunch, our new friend Al took us on a little field trip through the village, and he took us to the gym. And it was this like tin shack, and there was rusty old equipment in there, but the window was opened. And I looked out the window, and there was this little boy, and he had his underwear on, and he had a little bucket of water and a paintbrush. And that was his joy for the day, was to paint with this paintbrush. And it was just so moving, and he was rich in spirit, and I had a loving mother there, and I just thought, how wonderful. How wonderful. It touched my heart.
Terrence.
Good morning. There's a song we sing at Unplugged that says 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. And on this trip, there was 10,000 moments for my heart to sing. And I related with every moment that was just talked about. For me, there's so many. But the first day, I was nervous going there. And we went into Gautier, and Father Sandino said a prayer. It was the most beautiful prayer. And I felt the Holy Spirit come upon us. You know, Emmanuel, God with us. And the anxiety and the nervousness went away. And God was with us there. And it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week to be with those Dominican Republic people. Thank you.
And Marcos, would you read? Marcos is going to read Rev Mary's collect. Rev Mary went with us on the trip, but she wasn't feeling well. She's okay, but she decided not to be here today because of just not feeling well. So she's okay with us in spirit, and this is her collect.
Gracious God, from the beginning of time, you have loved and cared for your people. In every age, you raised up prophets and saints as a sign of your love. In our time, may we join this great cloud of witnesses by proclaiming your love in all we do. May every word and act of ours shine forth your face to the world. May we always love the dear neighbor as we love you, and without condition as you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.